I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Friday, February 23, 2024. Asian equities up for a second day on Friday as the AI frenzy sweeps through the globe, lifting markets from the US to Europe to Japan to all-time highs. Here at home, the PSE index eked out modest gains of less than a fifth of 1% to close at 69.13, still supported by net foreign buying, this time of around 60 million. It is now on a five-week winning streak.
The reason why we're not really reaching the 7,000 is that people who were eventually caught long and been waiting to look for a level closer to 7,000 to sell are slowly selling.
Yeah.
So they sell on the rallies. For those who are not yet invested, any pullback probably closer to 6.5 would be a good opportunity to get in. So if you're just trying to lighten up your positions, then this is a good time.
A lot of our local money, we're already invested because most are invested on the long-only funds, right? So we would really need that additional new money that will come in. Because for the local funds, yes, we can still increase, especially if they are allocated in cash, but that can only do so much. So I think that's critical to have that new money come in. Our house call is it will end at 7,200. That's our base case. So there, it's really backed by fundamentals, sentiment, and valuation. In terms of allocation that you've mentioned, given that we're seeing about 11 to 13% return for this year, although right now we've already seen about 6 to 7% since the index has performed really well, we still see some more upside. So we are still very constructive on this asset class. But not to be outdone would be on the fixed income, wherein because of those rate cuts, we also expect slightly lower, around 8 to 10% return for our fixed income markets.
I'm not too bullish simply because of the risk that we're facing. The fact remains that our equity market is very small. I mean, the liquidity is not there. So I'm not sure we can get the foreigners in a big way. We are been seeing it in the past couple of months in terms of foreign flows, no? But they're very trickled, no? Trickles. What I see in terms of bullishness is really when interest rates go down. Mm-hmm. When you see the institutional fund managers now shifting their liquidity from the fixed income market to the equities market. But before that happens, I think we will just kind of muddle through or kind of get this 7,100 plus or minus 5% growth for this year. Admittedly, there's a lot of skepticism. The local traders are not really much into the market as they were used to be. So they still want some confirmation that this run-up is not going to be like what they saw the past couple of years. There were a lot of disappointments when we run up in January, February, only to tank towards the rest of the year.
In corporate stories, Aboitiz Equity Ventures and Coca-Cola Europacific Partners have completed the acquisition of 100% of Coca-Cola Beverages Philippines for $1.8 billion. The Aboitiz Group gets 40% beneficial ownership. Meanwhile, Merrymart Wholesale has breached a 200,000 count for total registered members as the group expands its physical stores, now totaling 127, and enhances its super app, which is seeing exponential growth. The MM Wholesale e-commerce platform user base is expected to grow to 500,000 this year and carry over 15,000 essential products that businesses, offices, and households consume. The Merrymart Group has an adjusted 2030 vision to generate consolidated system-wide sales revenue of 150 billion pesos. Meanwhile, Ascent, the renewable energy arm of the Ayala Group, executes separate short-term loan agreements with subsidiaries. That's 50 million pesos for Giga Ace 2 and 211 million pesos for Giga Ace 3. This is part of the group's cash management optimization strategy. And finally, the Securities Exchange Commission streamlines the registration process for power generation companies and distribution utilities seeking fresh funds through the public offer of securities. The application process has been simplified, and the review of the registration papers completed within 45 days from filing, after which a pre-effective letter stating the conditions to be complied with will be issued. The public offering and sale of securities may then start within 10 business days from the date of the effectivity of the registration statement. The agency has also waived the minimum public float requirement of 20% for listed companies in favor of the 15% minimum requirement under APIRA. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.